With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigning amid criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. McGill was in her second year at that Ivy League school. Israeli warplanes blasting areas even deeper into Gaza.
The Israeli military's offensive against Hamas in Gaza continues with full force, despite growing pressure for more to be done to minimize civilian casualties. In the south, Israeli forces carried out more attacks on Khan Yunis, with fighting happening house to house.
That is BBC correspondent Hugh Bachega reporting. 11 people have been killed, dozens more wounded, in a sharp battle between residents and a criminal gang in central Mexico. Video shows villagers chasing gang members firing at close range. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden in Las Vegas Friday to promote high-speed rail projects. In the meantime, his poll numbers are falling.
The president assumed a promises-kept posture after this past week's announcement of a grant from the recent infrastructure law.
It means jobs, union jobs, 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 jobs.
The federal contribution of $3 billion is $9 billion shy of the project's overall estimate. Even so, Mr. Biden took the opportunity to chide his predecessor.
Trump just talks the talk. We walk the walk.
Meanwhile, Friday's RealClearPolitics.com average of Mr. Biden's job approval has him at only 40%, with a disapproval of 56%, trailing Donald Trump by 4 percentage points at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. Well, gay marriage gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Nigeria, Islamic police preventing young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reporting that local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Just last month, Islamic police caught five girls heading for church in Kano State. They prevented the young ladies from attending. This is SRN News. Well, officials say as schools in America take up the student mental health crisis, the use of telehealth therapy for students has really begun to climb.
Video counseling at school was never an option before the pandemic. However, an analysis by the Associated Press has found the service is now so prevalent it exists in 16 of the 20 largest school districts to reach millions of students. The rapid rise reflects the pressure schools face to address the crisis amid a shortage of counselors, leading to the use of federal pandemic relief money on teletherapy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. He adds the approach has been so lucrative that venture capitalists are now funding a new crop of school teletherapy companies. Experts warn of potential risk, though, as the business of youth mental health becomes a booming industry. More details at SRNnews.com.